Esperetto.
Welcome to Jumping the Turnstile. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Targo.
Chuck that aircon on, Tim.
Okay, I will.
Ugh. Beep. It's so bloody hot outside.
It's stinking hot. I fucking hate summer.
Yeah, it's no good working in it, mate.
Gives me the fucking trots.
Gives me the sweats.
Gives me the irrits.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since we've been in the studio, Tim.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
You love it when I say that.
Catchphrase.
Yeah.
Something like a good catchphrase.
Mm.
Yeah, so we're back. We're here.
Yes.
Get used to it. And
you've been doing a lot of gigs, Tim.
Yeah, I've been doing gigs, but I've been doing this bloody this little mission. Mm. And I think I need a code name for it. I was thinking something like Maverick.
Yeah.
Because a good friend of ours who is a paparazzo.
Paparazzo!
He gave me a call last week and said, Taco, I need you to do me a bloody favour, mate.
Do me a solid.
Do me a solid next week. And yeah. I'm like, I keep telling you, I'm not gay. And so basically, he needs me to go down to the set of Neighbours.
Yeah.
Remember Neighbours got cancelled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn you, paparazzo.
Well, they're back.
Are they?
Neighbours are bloody back, mate.
Great.
Yeah.
Neighbours. Still filming in Glen Waverley, is it?
Yeah, well, that's where he's getting me to go down to, just to see if they're filming again, to get the scoop.
That water tastes like chlorine.
Sure does.
Is that straight from the pool?
Straight from the pool.
Yeah, so you go down there and you need to see if they're filming.
Yeah, to tell him so he doesn't have
but
to come
who,
all up.
Who does he want to take photos of?
Just the fact they're filming for, I don't know, Women's Weekly, Women's Monthly. And he just needed me, because I dropped the kids off at school and it's like but 5 minutes away.
How much do you get for a Harold Ramsay these days?
Oh, I don't think it's a Harold.
Or a Toadfish. Who lives in the
Toadstool.
Who lives in the court?
Mm,
they'd all be hotties now, wouldn't they? Skinny hotties.
Well, I think they're trying to reboot it. And then I went past there on Monday. They were filming. Mm. I'm like, yep, it's all good. Took a couple of shots for them.
Paul Robinson be there?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah. I can't reveal my sources. But
and you get paid for that?
Yeah, he's giving me a bit of a kickback, and I've been every day since to see if they're there. They haven't been there. So they must have just been filming
in and out the outside.
Just
bits.
A couple of outside shots. Yeah. They must be on Buddy's set. The actual set.
Well, they're doing the start of the show, like where they're playing cricket and then the ball hits Madge's fucking window. You little buggers.
Yeah, you little bouncers.
Yeah. So we know a lot about Neighbours, as it turns out.
Yeah, well, you know. There's a great bloody show.
Does anyone watch TV anymore?
Oh, man, I'm...
So much has happened, Tim. So much has happened.
So much has happened.
Yeah, I went to... The last time we spoke, it was Avant-Garde, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
We went to the bloody...
The art
yeah.
show.
That's still going, that thing.
No.
Oh, well, I heard ads for it a couple of days ago.
Ugh.
I mean, how many of those magnets can she sell?
All of them.
It's amazing.
We will not close down until 20 we sell
bucks
all
a pop.
The magnets.
So I was back in that area. I went to Hamer Hall.
Yes.
Yeah, it's right next door to where we were.
Okay.
And it's I got invited to a free gig. Well, it wasn't free, but the tickets were free for Cass and I.
Mm.
A girlfriend's friend bailed. And so we got to go see this.
Did you have to pay?
Didn't have to pay. We got her some merch. Got her a poster.
Because that's usually the go. If you inherit tickets, you don't have to pay. It's like, come along and you don't have to pay. And you're like, oh, then I will.
Yeah. Caught the bloody train in again.
Yuck.
Crazy. Yeah. So many times I've done that now. Anyway, so we went to see Gillian Welsh and I was going to say Henry Rollins, but it's it's not. David Rollins.
And was it Gillian Squelch?
No, it was
well, good.
I'd never heard of the lady. I'd heard the name. I've never heard the music. And it's
the lady.
It's Americana singer-songwriter. Folky kind of...
Folky music.
You know. Yeah. And you could hear a bloody pin drop in Hamer Hall. I wanted to fart. Because you could just like, you'd hear it.
Yeah, okay.
So anyways, there's two things about going to the gig that I want to run past you. And I want to see what the listeners think. What do you think? What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, I reckon
I went with my two ladies.
Yeah.
And we're running it a little bit late, but we're at Flinders Street Station, so I had to get a couple of slices of pizza.
Fair enough.
And the girls went and got a little bit of chippies, like some chippos.
Yeah.
By the time they got their chips, I'd already scarfed down my bloody my pizza, slices. Dude. Cowabunga.
Cowabunga, man.
And then we go, all right, we got to get to the gig. So we get there, we go all the way down, all the way down, all the way down, down, down into the gizzards. Because we were right at the front. We had like second row tickets.
Who would buy tickets?
I don't know, man. That is, it's expensive.
But it's brave and brazen.
Yeah, and then when you're coming in late. So the first song had played and then...
So they were up there.
Yeah, they were already up there. Oh, everyone was already sat.
Excuse me.
And our seats are right at the front. So you had to wait till the song was finished so that we could get into the doors.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The usher, and then just said, you got to wait here until the next song is finished. So by the time we sat down, there were three songs in.
Oh, shit. So you're uber late.
Pretty bloody late. But anyways, this is what I want to run past you. So the girls had, I'm standing in with the usher, and it's all pitch black, and they're doing their slow songs.
Yeah.
And then I... What is that?
What was it?
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
On the chippos. Yeah. So someone had vinegarized their chips.
Yeah.
And it starts smelling. Okay. Lord of the Fries. One of the girls had it on there. And it starts to waft up and permeate through the bag into my nostrils. And I'm going, everyone smells this.
Yeah.
Well, the usher does. Anyway, so I sit down. We have a sit down.
Mm.
And then I start really smelling it.
Okay.
And it's a new smell. Like, we obviously brought the smell in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we're late and everyone's... It's foliage. And it's just like, it doesn't smell like anything in there.
Okay, so late and vinegary.
And I'm like, I'm starting to like, Cass, put it away. She's just like eating a chip. And it's just like vinegar tits everywhere. And I'm going, this is wrong for starters. It's like, I don't know, a crying baby on a plane or someone on their phone on the bus.
Somebody going.
Yeah, coffee.
People eating a carrot.
Spat. And I eventually said to her, like, put it down. And I had to put my bag and jumper over the chippos.
Classic.
Because I'm like paranoid about everyone else's like discomfort of it. It's because it's a horrid smell.
Is it though?
Yeah, but
I love a good vinegar.
You're in Hamer Hall, like it's an auditorium. It's a beautiful place.
Mm.
And you're bringing in chips from Flinders Street Station.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a bit much.
So what do you want to know?
It's like
me?
Opening up the packet of chips, right in the heart of a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, are they? Am I wrong, or are they wrong? Basically,
I think if you were already there, I think you'd get a soft pass on the vinegar smell.
Yeah,
but because you came in, you brought it with you. Then you're sitting down. You've caused a ruckus. Well, like somewhat of a soft ruckus.
Are you going to bloody bring a boiled egg on a plane for your luncho?
No.
And then peel it?
Yeah.
In your little lap? And then... There's got to be some sort of standards.
Yeah, so did you canned the chips.
Yes.
Did she reach down in your jumper and like do a little sneaky...
During halftime.
Ah, intermish.
So, and then that's... Okay.
Soft and soggy.
So that's another thing about this, right? The music was, I didn't know any of the songs, so I was loving it, to be honest.
Okay.
Never heard it. It's not something I'd paid to go and see, but I was quite happy that I did. This is Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, it was Sunday night, and bloody, I've got to work Monday, and I know that concrete's in the back of my car. And intermish.
Thinking about the concrete in your car.
Yes, because we go out for... After eight songs, as I was counting, there was intermish.
Okay.
So you can get your merch, and get a couple of bevvies. And
we're calling that halfway, less the
well,
encore.
Well, you would think that.
Yes.
You would think that.
You'd want
this
that.
This is about halfway, and I'm going, okay. Starts pissing down rain, like lightning like you've never seen before. It was like fucking full on.
Yeah,
I'm going, all right, all those concrete bags are fucked. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to get home. Oh, my God. When am I going to sleep? What? When? So halfway through, okay, we're back in. They do another set, and I'm counting on my little fingers how many songs. Because I go, well, it was 8 in the last one. I reckon it's going to be 8 on this one.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do an encore, and bing, bang, bang, we're out. We're on the train by 20 to 11.
Yeah, you know? Okay. Yep.
That's what I thought. That's what I hoped.
And?
Well, 8 songs in.
Yep.
And they go, all right, well, that's us. That's our lot. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Everyone stands up. They walk off. They come back to do an encore, which is fair enough.
Okay. Yeah. Get your money's worth.
Yeah. So 3 songs in that encore.
Okay.
All right. And then, all right, see you later.
Yep.
Bye, 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 bye. I get my bag. Strap it up. And they come back out again.
The double encore.
Okay, Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings.
Did the second encore clap incite a re-up?
They were avid fans, ravenous. So okay. They were like, you stay forever.
Okay.
So the second encore,
yes,
4 songs.
Oh, Jesus.
They go out. Okay, so okay. Oh, that's definitely...
third set.
So that's a third set.
Yep.
All right, see you later. Fuck okay. off.
Yeah. Fuck off now.
They come back out.
Oh.
They do another encore.
How many?
4 songs.
Another 4.
Another 4. And strike me down if I'm lying, punters.
Yeah.
They go off. And I'm like, right, I've got to fucking go. I've got to go. I want to go.
Yeah.
Came back on for the 5th encore. Another 4 songs.
No. Another 4 songs.
So the...
The encore was longer than the
entire gig.
The entire gig.
And they just kept playing and playing and playing and playing. And then I'm like, fuck, man, we got to get a fucking train home.
Yeah.
Go down to Flinders Street Station.
Oh, because I thought for a minute there you were going to say, so we left and then we were the first to leave. Last in, first out.
So we get to Flinders Street Station.
Uh-oh.
Half an hour before the train comes.
Oh. Ding.
Oh, fucking hell, man. And then an Uber back to her house, drop her off, and then an Uber back to mine. But it's like, $11.40 by the time we get home.
It's all right.
Yeah, but you still got to have a wind down. You're not just going, all right, and now sleep.
Yeah, you can't just.
So.
Just can't put head to pillow.
We asked in the last episode, what is art? Right, and what is an encore? What is it? What
I
is
think you're
gig?
Asking why is art?
Why is art so farty?
Mm.
I like a 3 standard.
3
encore.
Is a lot.
There was 5. There's 5 encores.
I've never heard of such
off
a
stage,
thing.
On stage. And I'm like, dudes, just fucking play.
Because I thought you'd come back on, you'd progressively go down in song numbers.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like you come out, you do 3. Cool. Money for jam. Money for jam, right? And then they come on, they do a tour.
Yeah.
They do a 1 and they go, honestly.
This is it.
That's it. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time we come into town.
Do you know how they fucked me in the second encore?
Yeah.
3 songs into the second encore, they played one that was like, so sad, we gotta go, home. I wanna go home. Let's go home. We're on the way home. You're almost home. Home, home, home. And you're like, well, that's gotta be it.
Yeah.
Everyone's going nuts.
Home. Everyone's going home.
Home, home. And then another song. So I was like, you know, this is why I don't go out. This is why I don't go to things.
Well, we went to a thing.
Mm.
We went to a little concert thing. And, I'll jump to the end of it.
Yes, and then we'll do it.
And then we'll work our way back.
Like
because
a
they did, they
Pulp
did
Fiction
their,
style.
They did their encore, one encore, but they played the song that we all, the very last, what we thought was the last song was the song we all went there for.
Yes.
Right? Everybody's doing the old sing-along.
Right.
And getting into it, and that was great, and they did a cool version of it, and then that was it, and then they said, and now for our last number, right, so they did a little break there, clappity clap 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 karoo, woo, all right, cool, and then for our last number, I think you're all gonna know this one, played one that no one knew, and it wasn't anywhere near as good,
idiots.
So their last song which is their encore.
Which is, and you, this was is something where we've been working on.
Yeah, but it was like, so,
you got to,
like,
play your banger right at the end.
You did it the wrong way around.
Well, you've got to play the good song first, within the first three songs.
Yeah.
And then you play it last again. We're there to see, sing the damn song.
Sing the song.
Just do it. We're here for that song.
Yeah, we are. We were there.
Sing us the song, that. Piano Man.
Yeah.
Billy Joel. Have you seen Billy Joel lately? He's not looking so good. It's not. Just fucking hang it up, Billy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's your real name.
It's his stage name.
Yeah, it would be.
His name's William.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to the concert,
which
we thought was like going to be maybe like a
forum
a theater. Yeah. And we got there and it was like a full scale rave.
Oh, it was called rave.
It was called rave, but it was like in memory of it's called rave.
Right.
Right. So
age group.
20s to 31, soaking wet.
Right, you're the oldest ones there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And blended in. Mm. I had me bloody my t-shirt on.
How much were the tickets?
Tickets were enough.
Yeah.
Right, we got our money's worth. Yeah. Let's say, you know.
They played the song.
They played the song.
Yeah.
But it got to, it was like full rave scale, but they had like, 10 giant full-scale length of my property bars set up.
Sick.
Right? So you could not go anywhere without being right next to a bar. Right?
Excellent.
It was pretty good. That was pretty good. Shitty toilets.
Yeah.
Whatever. Queue up longer to the toilet than you could to get a drink, which is not the worst thing that ever happened.
Yeah, but you want your piss to come out as quickly as the piss goes in.
Yeah, and you want the person in front of you to come out of the cubicle faster than
you intend to. And the person that comes out of the cubicle, you don't want a look on their face of don't go in there. That's fucking rank, mate. Oh, mate. Someone destroyed.
It wasn't me.
I just destroyed that porcelain.
Fuck. I slaughtered that mole. Yeah. It's a slaughterhouse. It's a pyramid.
Yeah.
It had all the hallmarks of it's called rave.
Mm.
But 1 o'clock when they finished playing, all the lights came up.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay,
get the fuck out.
Turn around, go home. We stood there for a minute going, yeah, that was good, this is good, that was good, yeah, and that bit was good.
Trying to justify it.
Like this and like that. We turned around and we were the last there.
Ah.
And it was like 3 mins.
Did you look on the ground for cameras and wallets and phones?
Found a watch.
Oh, did you? Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no cameras, but lots of trash. And we drank. We had out a couple of, like, we did one round of drinks just for three of us.
Yeah,
and that was $51.
Yeah,
and that, we had a few rounds.
Did you? Have you seen?
You got one Red Bull and vodka. Thanks. And they give it to you in a little capo, and that was $17. And then when I woke up in the morning, I was like, so like mega dries, like it dries like you never.
A nun's quiz.
Yeah, like a nun's Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a bit rough.
Yeah, but a rave.
Rave style gig.
Yeah, no, felt good. So, felt like it was.
You were back in the day.
Yeah, it was a bit back in the day-ish.
Was it? You know, a 2007 rave, or was it like a 1999 or 98 rave?
It was a 2006 rave.
Just
where we wouldn't have gone.
On the drinks prices, right? The price is right. an A Current Affair bit came up on my YouTube. So I don't watch Current Affair, but sometimes the YouTube comes up and there's little clips. And I was saying how much we're taxed in Australia on beers and alcohol. And it's like astronomical. Like if you're trying to run a bar, it's impossible. Can't and a bottle it. Shop, it's the tax
How
is.
How much do you reckon a beer was back when we were in like year 11, year 12, up at the knot?
A jug, $12.
12 bucks for a jug.
Yeah. Remember when we used to sit around and get, I'll get this round. And you come back with three jugs, cost you fucking $30, and everyone drinks all night with the boys.
Yeah.
Bit of fisticuffs. And it's just gradually gone up and up and up and up and up and up. Because they don't want us men sitting around getting pissed in the bars, talking about politics and whatnot.
Because
that's how revolutions start.
Oh, right.
So now it's cheaper to buy a slab, right?
Yeah.
Sit at home by yourself drink it, right? It is. Now, when you buy that slab, one of the six packs is complete tax, goes to the government.
Really?
Yeah.
Because back in the days, it used to be buy a slab, you get a six pack for free.
Yeah. And it's
like in the big scheme of things, if you go to buy singles, you know.
Yeah, that's right. It's not where you just go buy a slab because you get a six pack for free.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But now that's pure, all gone. Pure tax.
So if you're going to go and get a pint, it's $16 or something. Like that. Yeah, you can't do it, mate. You can't do it. Now, all these little microbreweries, they're all being bought up by Asahi, and it's apparently just all the Japanese companies own all the beers in Australia now.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. Something close to that.
Yeah, I'll buy that for a dollar.
You were saying that in Japan's, what was it, 4 litres or 3 litres of scotch?
4 litres of scotch for $28.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to cost.
Like the hardest part was lifting the bottle.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know who started all this fucking bullshit?
Dan Andrews.
Bob Hawke.
Bob Hawke.
The biggest...
The Sculler.
The Sculler. The biggest piss drinker in all of Australia, still holds a record for a yard glass.
Yeah.
And he started putting a tax on it. Like, because we've got to stop these... We've got to stop these cunts having fun on the weekends.
So conspiracy corner? Did he, like, drink that beer, right, so that all Aussies would go, beer drinking, Bobby. It
passes the pub test.
Yeah. And then secretly, under the bloody... under the bar... They're on the take, so they're promoting drinking beer via the El Presidente, and then we all go drink beer and get bloody taxed up the wahoo.
Up the wazoo. Because we're getting taxed on... all the tax on the beers and spirits, and then 10%.
Yeah, right.
So it's a double tax. Double dipping on my bevies.
Yeah.
And they just put all the scotch prices up again. Bowl. It's like fucking... What are we doing here? We're supposed to be the biggest beer drinkers in the world. We don't even have a brewery.
Yeah, but Australia, you're not going to get a better country than Australia. Fuck off. Fuck off. I'm not leaving.
Well,
where are we going
to
go?
I might go to America now. That's going to be like... A lot of people are weak going right now.
A lot of people tuning out.
Tuning out. They don't like it.
Fuck.
So there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to that Kuju in Huntingdale. It was like a little in the factories there. It was sick little micro brewery.
Yeah.
With all these fanciful beers. Like, just do a fucking lager for God's sakes. I don't want pineapple.
I don't want Hawaiian punch.
I don't want it.
No, I don't want it. I don't want bacon and celery.
Yeah. They're going under because they can't...
They're going under.
Yeah, because people can't afford to go and have a pint. Yes. And then when they pour a pint, like a third of it goes to the bloody government, mate.
Yeah.
So how are you running a business like that, mate?
We're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Getting fucked.
We are. And no one seems to give a shit.
No, they just... Well, that's...
Well, no, we'll go revolution. Liberal. We'll go Labor. We'll go Liberal. We'll go Labor. We'll go Liberal. We'll go Labor. Fucking hell, man. We need some leadership.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway.
We do.
That's the politics.
That's the politics corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Let's talk doctors for a minute.
You got
the teeth report.
Yeah, I got the teeth. Give us dental update. Report. Yeah, so bloody... You've got two missing teeth, right?
Already?
Yeah.
Where'd you lose them?
Top, left and right. Okay. Up the back there.
Okay.
Right. This little bugger's been gone for ages.
Yep.
And then that one had to go.
Yep.
And then when we're at the dentist, he goes, well, that back one, it's fucked. So
where's your chewing power coming from?
I have to lean forward.
Oh. At the front of my like mouth. A dog?
Like a dog.
Or a horse?
Like a horse. And like every night it's like, Cass, like, what's for din-din? She goes, oh, I think we're going to have...
Soup.
Well, no, we're going to have crunchy potatoes with crunch and crunchy chips and steak crispy and stuff you really have to chew.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, I can't.
You're gonna chew. You're gonna choke on steak.
Can you chuck that in a smoothie? Yeah. And whip
can
it
you
up.
Chop all my bits up into little bits.
Yeah. So I've been like eating white bread, like ham sandwiches, you know, toasties, noodles, soups.
Yep.
Smoothies.
Yep.
And yeah, it's been quite difficult. So anyway, he ripped out the back one. He's like, this one's fucked.
Yep.
That was a couple of months ago. That was in January.
So no tits.
You know, I didn't get tits. No, well, I figured.
Thailand.
I've probably said this already, but if I went overseas to get it done, it wouldn't have worked, punters, because you go over there, he rips the tooth out.
Mm.
Dr. Wong or
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
And then you're in the doldrums for...
You're in the apartment.
You're in the apartment. You're in Thailand just sitting there going, fucking hell, man, I can't eat, I can't drink, I can't... antibiotics.
Know what to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I just want to be at home and Netflixing.
Yeah.
So, and then, so you go for that one and then you have to come back, like so last Friday I went to get the bone graft,
ooh.
Right? Right? Bone grafts, bovine, a little bit of bovine jaw in there. He cuts you open, he sticks that in, and then he puts a cap on it, and then he stitches it over so that it grows. Yeah, come on.
Can't they now get that little, like, cap-a-dappa-doodle that you're just talking about?
Mm.
It's cut you open. It's got a 3D printed tooth, which is your tooth, attached to it. He just puts it up, sews it in.
Mm.
You got your chompers back.
That'd be good. But they're putting that little screw in there, the titanium screw. It's like worth $300 each before margins are put on it. So.
Yeah, before the service fee. Of
so then he's put the two bones. I think he's got the screws in there. Another bone thing in the hand, another screw. Fucking ripped through like 7 or 8 stitches. Like just fucking.
And what's the recovery time on that?
One day.
Is it?
To the next day, zero pain.
Wow.
Zero pain. I stopped taking the meds.
Excuse me, he must be a very considerate...
He's a considerate lover. And then,
yeah.
And then, right, I've got to go back in another 3 months to get the actual teeth put in. So how does that work for going to Thailand, right? And they might do it differently over there. So I've got to take 1 week off at least to get to Thailand.
Pay for it.
Pay for it. Stay.
Pay for the dental work.
Everything. Come back. Yep. Go back again.
Yep.
Another week off.
Yep.
So... It's got to be.
And you can't drink while you're there.
Well, fucking, I drank scotch that night.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's like, it really helps.
Poured it past it.
Yeah, it's like through a straw. But I would have had, Cassie would have had to take the 2 weeks off as well.
Yep.
She works for herself.
Yep.
So there's no money coming in. And then I work for myself. So that's 2 weeks off. So that's a month off. Like
Of pay.
Yep. And not getting quotes in. And so it really stalls. And so it's like, man... I think it's cheaper just to do it here.
Yeah.
They were half price, by the way.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's it sucks, but having rotten teeth or no teeth is worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the doctors... See, this is what I've always questioned the waiting room and waiting times in doctors.
Mm.
And I reckon there should be a system where... Like the party system where you get there and you put it on the chalkboard what time you got there. Because they say, get here at 1:45. And so you get there on time, sometimes even 10 minutes early. And you sit there and then they just take their sweet bippy with their previous thing.
Previous customer.
I'm just quickly texting Nessie here. I reckon if you, for every minute you go over, Ness got a bill for a doctor's appointment and they're checking previous results and going on to this and going on to that. And she couldn't find the thing. So she had to make a phone call, like her fault, right?
Mm.
And it went 5 minutes over and Ness got charged an extra $120.
Oh, they're lawyers, are they now?
Yeah. Right? Something like that. It was something fucking ridiculous. So I was saying, She said, and I waited there for 45 minutes.
Oh.
So I reckon for every minute that they go over faffing about looking on the Ask Dr. Google, that you should be, how long were you waiting? 45 minutes. Oh, well, you've got 45 minutes.
Credit.
Extra credit on your appointment. Is there anything else you want me to check out?
Yeah, my ass has been.
I want you to look right up my ass.
Yeah, it's fuckery. It's fuckery. Because it should be just like.
It never meets up.
$300 for a filling. That is it.
But the time that you're allotted to go there, and they go, oh, we can only fit you in at 1:45. And then you go there and sit there for fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
So
the good thing about this doctor is it's only him and another and a dental nurse and one customer at a time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you're in. He's got 15-minute window. It's, yeah,
it's all you.
Yeah,
it's all you.
So that's the doctor corner.
Well, no, there's more doctor.
Yeah,
more doctor. I was thinking of the scenario where the parent doctoring is little kisses, kiss the wound. Little kissy kiss.
Yeah.
You know, kiss it better.
Yep.
Generally, that gets through to a kid. It's a psychological thing. They just go, oh, yeah, well, yeah, mum's giving it a little kiss. It's,
can't
it's
be that be bad.
It's just a little boo-boo, you know? However kids think in their heads. And I was thinking, what if actual medicine was kissing?
Yeah. It's like, I'm having erectile dysfunction, doctor. Kiss it better.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Of course you did. But, yeah, so you go in there to the doctor's office and they're just like, all right, where's your hurt? And then you can kiss on the shoulder or kiss on the elbow and tennis elbow.
Yeah.
A little kiss on the fingy. You know what I mean? And
probably get lung disease.
Yeah. But I don't know what surgery would be in that case. Full Hollywood tongue kiss?
Yeah, I think so.
But like a full Hollywood tongue kiss is a closed mouth kiss.
Yeah, it is.
But with a lot of head turn. I think
they kiss the top lip.
Yeah, they do.
Rather than like tongue in there.
Yeah. It's like it's like when Kermit kisses Miss Piggy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like it's just like two puppets mashing hands together. You know what I mean?
Get out of my bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Inspire. So
there you go.
Going for surgery today and, you know, the bloody... the doctor's in there prepping his tongue.
Get a good scrape out.
He's got a tongue dom on.
Yeah.
Hot. Glove enough.
A tongue dom. It's good.
Well, we had the finger doms.
Yes. Yes. What do you call it? Diaphragm. One. A yeah, tongue
just
diaphragm.
Just for the one touch. You know what I mean? You just don't want that.
Are you getting any surgery? You getting the dental? You're seeing that guy?
I'm going to get one tooth out.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mr. Perfect Teeth, Mr.
That's it.
You're always saying to me,
no cut, fucking, no cut gums, no...
No bone grafts. Yeah, when was the last time you went to the dentist?
9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Zing.
And you were saying...
He went, oh, yeah, maybe one little filling here.
So you're going to get one ripped out. Yeah. That back tooth you were saying that you got hit in the head.
No, that's a different one.
Okay, so that's just holding off for dear life.
It's called Rave. We were on a hammock.
At Earth Core.
And we was just hovering above... Was that actually hovering above quite a big ditch. So we were like above the water, but just near the bank. So, you know how the banks sort of drop off and there's a big dip before it hits the water? So, we're hovering above that. And it was like set up properly with the Boy Scout knots and all.
Yeah.
But then two of us got on the hammock. And I was like, ugh. Nah, she'll be right. Got me guitar. I don't know why I had a guitar.
Why did you have a guitar? I don't know. At an Earth Core.
But who knows? Who knows?
This would be fun. Sit around with some bongos.
Just in case there's not enough firewood. And did the old strummo. I think it was a G or a bouncy C. And that was all the hammock could take and snap it down.
The vibrations, man.
And the wood section of the hammock, you can see the hammock's all tied up to the like planks of wood on either side.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And that snapped above that, and so the planks just got smack. Hit me in the fucking face and smashed.
Ugh.
Smashed my tooth.
Ow.
Like I went, pulled a shard out.
And that's the start of the weekend.
Right at the start. We hadn't even finished setting up the campsite.
See, that you've had a few things like that.
Yeah.
Remember the time? What was it? What did you do?
What did you do?
Yes.
The ring got me bloody ring jammed through my finger.
Yeah, you were jumping up trying to touch a street sign, and your wedding ring got caught on the top of it and almost ripped your finger off.
That was a classic.
Oh, we were away for that little holiday, and we were just about to eat the first meal together, and then we're going to do a podcast, and you just like bit through your tongue.
When was that?
Remember we went to Bendigo or something, like just the four of the kids and Cassie and I, and then we were going to do a pod, and we're sitting down, and we just go, we'll just have the salad, eat some food, and then you just like go, and you bit like right.
I bit right through it and it bled profusely. And there was a flap. There was a flap.
That is the one thing I will say about the mouth, though. It heals very quickly.
It did heal quickly, to the point where I forgot it.
You didn't even remember just then.
No, I didn't. You had to remind me. But
on the swing, going across the creek.
Across the creek. The
Tarzan rope.
Yep. And I do remember it was like cartoon. It was the closest we've ever got to Acme.
Roadrunner,
where we did, remember Drew and I did paper, scissors, rocks for who gets the next shot on the rope.
Oh.
And then I did a full like Tarzan meets Indiana Jones whip out, where you run like full pelt along the bank, and then instead of just going like a classic just across the creek straightways, this was a full around the world in 60 days. So it was like, oh yeah, 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 oh yeah, yeah. And I remember like getting right above the water and then seeing the rope go past my face, and then it went down. But then I landed on the jagged rocks and everything
really
down.
Dangerous.
But I landed like, you know, like the superhero, you know, when they come in, they land on one knee and one foot and just go
and break the concrete underneath.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly how I landed. It was a classic landing.
But your knee took all.
But I fucking totally shredded my foot and totally broke my knee.
Mm.
Still a bit broke.
Bit jagged up in there.
It is. It's like crook. Where is it? There it is. It's crooked.
I stopped doing all that shit.
That's when I stopped.
I stopped. You know, on the water. I've told this a million times. Mm. Up on the Murray, behind the biscuit.
Yeah.
Coogan was driving the boat. We're on the biscuit, and the biscuit's just an inflatable tire, basically. Yeah, that big tire. And
if it gets any air under it,
hold on, boys. And they're trying to whip you off it.
They're doing the best. Yeah.
And he did. And I remember my cartoon stance. I went. I did a cartwheel.
Oh, hands first
across the surface. I remember doing a cartwheel. And then just went face first, man. Yeah.
It was a gusher.
And I got, my eyes went red, like blood. And then I started to bleed out of my nose. I'm pretty 99% sure.
Didn't
I was concussed.
Ears bleed?
Yeah, my ears were bleeding, yes. I should have gone to hospital, but I was 15, 16. Steve was like 20. Yeah. I was up with the boys, and he'd let me come up there and hang out.
Yeah, you're not gonna get airlifted.
No,
on a boys.
He has. And then the other time was in Queensland behind a kneeboard.
Yep.
And it was a wooden kneeboard with a pointy point, and went up the fucking there up the wake, and then came back down, and I just didn't have any balance, center of balance, and I just fucking. Headbutted the thing. See that scar there, Timmy?
Sure,
still there. And I put when you know you're in strife, when you go to check your head wound and you can feel your skull. The first time you feel your own skull,
that very first time you feel your skull. Yeah, it's
cool. And then there was that time I almost drowned on the kneeboard. Strapped in.
You went upside down. Yeah. And couldn't unstrap.
And so
that's a fucking horror story.
Yeah, man. And then
fucked.
Ski slopes.
Where'd he drown? 6 inches off the bank.
Yeah, 6 inches while you're all like going, yeah, where is he? He hasn't come up yet.
That's fucked.
Yeah, that was terrifying. And then the ski accidents, like I went skiing with Dorita And she's like, I've never skied before.
Never scooched.
Not scooned. And we're up in Mount Hotham, like double black diamond fucking double backs. just go that way. If anything gets in your way, turn.
Now turn.
I didn't know how to stop. I didn't know how to do anything. And I just started gaining speed. And then just like, I had to bail. And then, you know, like on the side of the ski slopes, there's like big nets to stop you from going over the cliff.
Yeah.
And so I've just like roly poly into the fucking.
Into the net.
And now that was at the top of the mountain, man. So like, I was like, well, how do I get down from here without dying?
How did you get down?
I sat on my skis.
Yeah.
And I scooched.
You spelunked all the way down.
All the way down.
Fucking hell.
That's the days of doing that crazy antics. Adrenaline junkies.
I don't know if I was ever the adrenaline junkie, you know. Like, I always kept it pretty safe.
Mm.
Like, it was the rope's fault, not my fault.
Yeah.
Because, like, with our, like, Tarzan rope, that went around 85, 90
all
times.
All the time.
Yeah.
And you got to go, like, you know, you're coming up as a man, and the crew's there, all the boys there, and you can't always be the...
I was barefoot, though.
You can't always be the one that goes, nah, not doing it. And then, you know...
Yeah.
Jesus,
and everyone walks away going,
pussy.
That was the best bud I've ever had on a rope. Oh, God.
Yeah, good times.
I mean, how much fun can you have on a rope, really?
Well?
Soap on a rope. You're
hanging from a rope.
You got the biscuit. That's fun. Anyway. Did a gig on the weekend with Chris and AJ. AJ being the sax player.
Yeah.
And that it was good. It was really
good. Was it Brunswick Street?
No, Sydney Road Festival. We played an 8-hour set. So we had to spruce it up with like all the trimmings. Got a singer in, got a sax player.
Yeah, right.
Did live jams, live disco jams, beat machines, and like we're making it the whole time. It was sick.
Crew?
There's a couple of hundred coming through.
At any stage.
Yeah. Getting good nods. Yeah, boys, sick boys, catch his ladder, boys. That kind of thing. Oh, he's a good spot. Yeah, see you later, boys. Like, it was that the whole time.
Yeah.
And we got to the end of the gig. AJ's gone to get his bloody car. And the manager's come out and said to us, get a sax player.
Right.
Like, you know.
Spruce it up.
Just get some point of interest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people hear the tooting from outside and go, oh, yeah, something's going on in there.
Yeah, you're tooting.
Sexy sax.
Yeah.
But then he had the impression that AJ was going to be one of those roaming Lost Boys sax players. Dun, dun, dun.
Like a mariachi band.
No,
that comes up to
like,
your wedding, to your table, and plays this love song.
Like,
how are you enjoying your meal?
Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
Who wants that?
I don't know.
What was it?
Do people put coins in the end of the sax?
The only thing is you have to go and pick it out. It's all wet.
Splooch it out.
Wind instruments. Crook.
You cannot share a wind instrument.
No.
Yeah,
but what was this manager thinking?
So he was thinking he pulled out the old line, you know, well, oh, I've got this mate, he's a prolific saxophone player, and he gets out there and he's like, you know, getting the crowd involved. And I'm like, so in 8 hours, how many times is he going to do that? Where's he going to do it? It was never appropriate. Not even once was it appropriate for any of us to go out there and go, come on, guys, let's have a stick along.
Enjoy your
And
meal.
Is he supposed to, like, be mic'd up? Or is he just going to...
He was mic'd up.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The logistics. It's a fucking nightmare. You know?
You just run the bar, mate.
Yeah.
And we'll run the music. We'll run the tunes.
I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
But it's this expectation. I reckon DJs get the same kind of expectations where they're like, you know, like, fucking wiggy, go, wiggy, wiggy, bro. And then, like, you can't hear because it's so loud. So you put your hand to press the headphones to your ear, and he's like, he's doing it. He's doing the thing. Fuck off.
Yeah, 8 hours is a bloody long gig.
It's a stint.
So that's the day after you went to that rave.
The day that rave was the day after we did a 5-hour set at the same place.
Ugh.
So it was a big weekend.
Yeah, bloody oath,
but
mate.
But you just got to do it, mate.
Do you?
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. I'm used to going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I hate that. I hate the idea of it.
I do hate it.
If I'm not in bed by 10:30.
What I hate is that the only option in this world, if you're starving to death at that time of night, is Macca's.
Yeah, I don't eat that shit.
And I hate it.
I don't eat it.
It's fucked.
Haven't eaten it in bloody 6 years now.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
But all your teeth fall out.
Fuck you. All right, I've got a new idea for a podcast. You're going to hate it.
Great. Let's do it.
I've been watching mainly 24, Jack Bauer again.
Yeah.
So I watched the...
Is it Holder?
The
first three of the... four of the 20.
First of all, we watched season 9.
Yeah, right.
Because we hadn't watched it. Well, it was pretty good, but it's not 24 episodes now. It's just 12. It's 12 episodes.
Okay.
Instead of 24.
So each episode's about two hours
long. Or they just skip in between ad breaks. It flashes forward. So it's 20 minutes long.
Yeah, you know? So it's 48 seconds.
Yeah.
Of him in 24
and it was,
minutes.
It was good enough. Ads. It was good enough. He's pretty gristled by that stage. And then we're like, let's watch season 7.
Okay.
Just jump around a bit. And that was good. And so we went, let's watch bloody season 1. Let's start from the start.
Are they all, is it another 24 hours each season?
Yeah.
Right.
So
you could watch, you can choose which 24 hours you want.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I was thinking for a podcast, watch along.
Mm.
And you sit there, it's more of a drinking game. And it's like every time Jack Bauer's daughter or wife gets kidnapped.
Yep.
You got to skull a pint. Okay. Every time he says, damn it.
Okay.
You got to skull. You got to have a shot.
Every time he reloads.
Yes.
Yep.
Every time he punches anyone in the throat.
Yeah.
Neck, chest, face, anything like that. Anytime he screams at his boss. Anytime he says,
you're a your case.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
There's a lot in that. They do get kidnapped quite a lot. Like his daughter, Kimberly, in the first one. Like the three or four abductions in a 24-hour space.
So the Taken, which is the...
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? The Liam Neeson vehicle.
Yeah.
Is that... It's same 20, shit. It's 24, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Is Jack Bauer like... pulled out of retirement each time, or he's like
pretty
on
much out of retirement every time.
Is he chopping wood at some point? They come in, they go.
Season 2, he's got a beard.
Okay.
And the head of the CTU, he had a beard. I said, turned to Cass, I said, one of these beards has to go on this first episode because can't have two beards.
Can't have two beards.
No way, man.
Not dueling beards.
Nah, so he cut his he's off. When he Did gets he? Pulled, yeah, when he gets pulled in.
Oh, like, he gets rejacked.
Yeah. He gets jacked off.
Jacked on.
Yeah.
He's jacked off until the 24 hours is over.
It's like,
that's what he's getting to.
He gets into a lot of mischief.
Does he?
He's very violent.
And he's got a license to do whatever he likes?
Pretty much. Okay, cool. He breaks fingers. Terrorizes. He's a terrorist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
These poor bastards. But it's actually a rip-off.
Never watched it.
It's a rip-off. The Johnny Depp vehicle, Nick of Time.
Is it?
Which is shot in real time.
Yeah, okay.
The whole thing goes for an hour and 20.
Yes, I do remember watching that. And, it's good. And having a look at the clock and it was like working at...
Perfectly.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
The nick of time.
The nick of time.
Well, what I have mostly been watching, I sent it to you the other day and I want to know if you got to the end of it, was Batman Returns to the Batcave.
Yeah, I did. I watched the whole fucking
thing. Return to the Batcave. I watched the whole thing too.
On YouTube.
So it's like... the same way that there's no way to redo Batman 66.
Adam West and Burt Ward.
There's no way to actually do that. I swear to God they were going to get in their Bat uniforms at one stage.
I thought they would have, but Burt was quite overweight.
They've got really big heads. Adam's got a massive head. Yeah. Burt's got a massive body.
Yeah.
So it would have been pretty humiliating. But anyway.
Well, Burt's a chode now. He's wider than he is taller.
He is. He looks like Chet from Weird Science.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah, Bill Paxton as Chet. But so there was no way to remake one of those episodes, so they made it as a documentary style. I know you watched it, but I'm filling in the audience. Documentary style where Adam the actor and Bert the actor fall into a Batman episode.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Pretty much.
With flashback when they're talking
about.
Yeah,
but there's something from their past. So in order to find out the whodunit, who stole the Batmobile.
The clue was you got to think about your past or something.
Yeah, like so they had to delve into their past and remember how the show was made. Mm. And then the reenactments, which were pretty damn good.
The reenactments were pretty good.
It looked like a man.
Yeah.
And they gave you an insight to how the show was made. So I was pissing myself because I was talking to Ness but 3 days earlier about the guy that played the Riddler.
Yes.
Back in the day. And then he was replaced by Gomez Adams, if you remember.
Ah, yeah.
They replaced him.
As the Riddler.
Yeah.
They did, didn't they?
He wasn't as good.
Did he have his moustache?
Yep. Gomez.
Yeah.
But they touched on all the best parts of Batman.
They sure did.
Like all the women did, touched on all the best parts of Batman. But I thought it was pretty damn good. 2003.
Yeah.
So totally, it was kind of MTV vibes.
We totally skipped it. How do we not see that for all that?
Just, there's so much we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure animated series? Have you ever heard of that? Back to the Future animated series? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Bill and Ted, did they have some sort of sprocket or a smirk?
It was totally excellent.
Oh, okay.
Or bogus.
All right. So the Return to the Batcave, right?
Mm.
What did you think about the bit about Burt Ward's junk?
Burt Ward's junk. I had heard that rumor.
So he's in these tidy tights.
Yeah.
He's a little chode, a little small, but at this stage he's a skinny boy.
Yeah.
Skinny man.
Yeah.
Skinny short man. And they were saying that the League of Decency or whatever in America had a real problem in the 1960s about
his chode being visible.
His cock and balls were like...
It's too
big.
Too explicit.
Do you reckon he wrote that into the script? It's like, oh, remember the time I had a massive cock?
I think it's more so that it's men in tights.
Yeah.
People getting offended. I think they were just rolling that in. I think that was focused on both of them, but he got to have that because the rest of the show, they were really bagging him out.
Yeah.
You know, like he was a bit of a prima donna on set.
Had no acting experience.
No acting experience. Adam was getting all the good women. He was getting all the psychos.
What are you?
It's pretty good, man.
Because the doctor goes, he's at the doctor, right? And they're checking out his junk. And there's nothing we can do about it. We've tried to tape it. We've tried to cuff it. We've tried to do everything. And then the doctor prescribes some drug.
A shrinkage drug. Never heard of it.
What is that?
It's nothing.
Well, who invented that?
No one.
They got it wrong, man. It's supposed to be bullshit. You invent Viagra and then you invent the shrink one.
The Diagra.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of the Viagra? Is there something out there? Oh. Yeah, it's steroids, isn't it?
It shrinks your cock.
Yeah.
Cock and balls.
Yeah. But I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. And there's still shows out there that we have not seen. I like the what the hell is this?
Yeah, 20 years later.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, get yourself a 24.
Yeah, I might. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Every time he breaks the law, have a drink.
Yeah, because I don't want to indulge. Because we were talking about it yesterday with shows that get... They're so popular that they get the extended... license.
Yeah, you know, should have cut off season five.
We're going to sign you on for 3 more seasons. And they're like, we only had 1 season worth of story left. So let's stretch it out. We've got a love episode. We've got a musical episode. We've got a fucking...
Enter the Simpsons.
Mm.
Like how many Marge fucking loves Homer? How many of those are we going to...
Sickening.
Yeah.
Sickening.
I'm fucking sick of that.
But, you know, like I think... I think there was the case of another 10 minutes, Jeremy.
I was just
there's the case of Lost. Did you ever watch that show, Lost?
I got 3 seasons in and realized nothing was going
to
happen.
Yeah, well, it got to the end and it was like it was all a dream.
Was it?
It was a vision. It was a vision. They were in purgatory.
Okay.
And they were all dead. They died on the plane. Spoiler alert.
So that's what we said right from the start.
Yeah. pretty much.
And like they didn't have an ending.
And they didn't like the first season was like, oh, that's mysterious smoke. Oh, there's a fucking this, there's a fucking
there's
that.
A bear.
There's all this stuff. Never answered any of that.
No.
Never. Never answered it.
No, because they were doing the same thing that Batman did, the 66 Batman.
Mm.
It was shot over. It's a double episode. It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to have a clear. Will they get out of this thing the next week, Robin?
Yes.
Yes, of course they will. The Joker does not know how to tie knots properly.
Mm.
And that's, I think, what Lost did. They were like, we just need cliffhangers every week, and then we'll write our way out of this.
Mm.
Someone will figure it out. And it's the blogs, mate. It's the blogs that they would have sat there and gone, how do we fucking finish this? Get to the blogs,
yeah.
go to the fan theories, zip, zop, yeah, purgatory.
Right. Yeah.
You're in a dream.
Yeah.
You're in a dream.
Yeah. Oh, it's all a dream.
They did the bloody Wizard of Oz on us.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz on us.
It was all a dream.
And you were there? Fuck. And you were there. You have never
seen
it. I kind
of think this is all a dream.
Is it?
Yeah.
A haze, a purple haze.
Matrix.
So
you're happy with Trump's first 2 months, Tim?
Oh, so far, so good, mate. Yeah, his buddy's he's killing it.
Everyone's.
People love that.
Yeah, they love it.
The key broke off in my lock in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, who was that? Somebody honking the horn out the front. So I pulled something into the studio and I did a Ricky, you know, from
Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys. Mm. Have you ever seen Ricky? Like, that's kind of a running gag in this house. Like, because I'll command something to obey me
open
in this
your
house.
Fucking lock.
Open this fucking lock, and I don't care if I destroy a wall to get the light switch on.
Sure.
Know what I mean?
Like, I know exactly where you're at.
There, it's on.
It's like, it's going to take me 2 months to fix this switch. But so I did a Ricky trying to get a chair into the studio because I got a new couch here, and I was like lifting it. I was like, oh, we're all that kind of stuff. So, but the key was in the door, and I fucking snapped my head off the key. And I just could not get the bastard out.
Yeah.
And so I look up the bloody internet to get the life hack of how to do it. And
oh, yeah.
Like, blue tack.
Oh, yeah. No. Smash blue tack in there, and then
yeah, but the key turned, so I couldn't get it to go straighter, so that didn't work.
Hair clip,
no grip. Couldn't get
tweezers.
Vanessa came out, cracked the shit. You know they're for pulling hairs out. And that. Yeah. Once you get the tweezers, and they fucking
chicks are weird about their tweezers.
I was just
man.
Like, fucking, just blow it out of the pit.
Yes,
I have to get this key out,
and then And then I did the old. One of the other things, as they said, is just get like little pliers, and they also said like to drill into sideways into the head of the key.
Ah.
And then once you're in the key, then you pull the
what
thing
size
out.
Drill bit are you gonna get?
Thin.
Snap that.
So I did that. I almost fucked the barrel.
Yeah.
Trying to get it around because my papers. I couldn't see what was going on. I was drilling the wrong section for a minute there. And anyway, so. Get the pliers out. All the pliers are big, too big and fat.
Sure.
You can't fucking get
in
there.
For sure. The magnet.
And so, yeah, and I tried the magnet, but the speaker magnet we got there that was supposed to be super powerful just doesn't work on keys. The keys weren't
metal.
Magnetic.
Yeah.
It was not the right metal. So we did all this, and then I'm just going, oh, fuck it. Went to the gig, and buddy, get a text. Mason managed to get it out.
Right. How do you fucking do
he
that?
He got like found tweezers with like a pointy end, like needle nose pliers. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, I guess.
And just fucking got it out.
Right. Jimmied it out.
And then wanted $20.
Oh, Jesus. He's a fucking little cunt. You got to admire
well,
it.
Technically, I saved you $120 because you're going to have to go to locksmith. I went, yep. Yeah, we do things
I
for
like
each other.
I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, but it's like, they want...
I just gave you $50.
Yeah, but they want something for nothing, these little pricks.
They got to get jobs, mate. So did you have a key? Did you have a spare key?
I had a spare key, but couldn't push it. I tried the other side. That doesn't
work. No, that's not a thing.
There's two different barrels. Never the twain shall meet.
That's not a thing.
I thought that it would...
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know how it works.
No.
But I taped up... I jammed stuff in the... in the hole so the door wouldn't automatically close and lock me out for good. Because the horror, the terror of having to kick that door in. Solid core door. Fuck the whole wall up.
Yeah.
Ricky.
If I'm kicking in, it will.
Anyway.
Oh, little garden update.
Yeah, and then that's probably
and then that's it. Good.
Yeah.
No, I love Hunters. I love it. I'm just like, I smell like shit. I've just been at work. I'm in my fatigues. So I'm showing Tim a little picture. That's a little Banksia flower.
Yeah.
Right, that I planted this tree 8 years ago.
It's the old butt plug Banksia.
Butt plug Banksia. It's actually called Red Dawn.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, Red Dawn Banksia. Look that up, Hunters. Big red candle like that.
Oh yeah, I like them.
And that's what it's going to look like. But I've been waiting.
Yeah, they're good.
8 years.
Shit.
And I was like, fuck, maybe this tree needs a prune. That'll maybe kick it in.
Encouragement.
And I
Dutch
went with the fucking secateurs. I tell you, no lie. And I went up to the where that little butt plug was.
Yeah.
And I was just about to cut the whole branch off, and then I spied it with my little eye.
What was it?
It's a little flower.
Oh,
I was just about to prune it off. I was about to prune it.
Ah, he was finally given. He was
finally given, and then I was about to cut his fucking head off.
The flowering natives, they're a bit temperamental.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any big ones out there.
It'll take a while.
How many years are those?
Oh, 2 years, 2 years. Got my first couple of apples off me apple trees.
Bitter as.
No, delish.
As bitter as Miss Tarpy.
I got got my nectarine, plums actually. No. I want to say
peach. Purple plums.
Peaches.
Peaches, plums.
And I got about 20 kilos of bloody pumpkin.
Jesus,
coming.
Wept.
So yeah, it's been going well, punters.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good.
I'm a bit hesitant to water all the time because the government fucks you on that as well.
Oh yeah, the catchment tax.
That'll pricks.
There it is. Just...
I've just been using my mouth.
It smells like vinegar in here.
That's the hot tip.
That is the hot tip.
Eat your chips before you go into the
bloke.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, I'm Tim Taco.
I'm Jezebel.
Goodbye.
They hop, they duck, they climb. They go through two at a time.
Yo, jumping the turnstile. Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile. I had to take me. He's like a ninja.
Jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
Jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice. I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, I do it. I get away
because there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile.
Well, I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times. Jumping
the turnstile instead of just paying $2.25.
That little technique, I pull the turnstile back like that. Boom, boom. My upper body is not moving. It's my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.